Oh, yeah, babe. Thank you. Thank you for coming so late. I know, I said there's some pretty important news that I have to share with you. But I just don't know how to bring it up. Well, it's just not an easy topic to talk about. It's not a topic I'd want to talk about. And I don't know how you're gonna react, but I need you not to overreact. I trust you with everything in me, and I love you. And I know that you're not gonna leave me after what I tell you, but I'm also scared. I'm scared of losing you. I'm scared of what this could mean for us. I never want to lose you. You're right. I need to just tell you. Well, I guess showing you will be easier than actually telling you. So. You ready? It's what it looks like. It's a pregnancy test. Babe, I'm pregnant. I can't tell if that reaction on your face is good or bad. Yeah, you're shocked. I get it. Wait. You're happy? You are. Yeah. No, come here. Oh, babe. Wait, are you really happy about this? Yeah, I can see that. No, I guess I just. I was expecting a completely different reaction from you. You know, I thought you were gonna be like, no. Like, get rid of it or something. I know you would never do that. You're the sweetest soul ever. But, you know, a part of me did worry that it would come to that. I know that you and I were not planning to have a baby, ever. We weren't planning on getting pregnant, but I don't know what happened. I mean, I know I was on the pill, but I don't know. No, I haven't seen a doctor yet. I haven't talked to anybody about this, babe. I wanted to tell you first, before anyone else. You know, I've been feeling nauseous these past couple days. I've been throwing up, and so I thought something is not right. And I was like, there's no way I'd be pregnant, but I might as well just, you know, give it a shot and see if I am. And it turns out that I am. Really? Babe, you never told me that you wanted this. Yeah, I get it. You know, I can totally see you as being a father, an amazing father at that. Thank you. But, you know, the thought of being a mom has always terrified me. I don't know how I'm gonna be as a mom. I don't know if being a mom is cut out for me. I wasn't ready for this. But at the same time, I don't want to get rid of it. Because this is our baby. And, you know, if you're on board with it and you want it, I'm not going to get rid of something so amazing. Not that I would ever have the heart to do that, anyways. But to get your support on it and your happiness, it means the world. This is exactly why I love you and why I trust you with all of it. I could never do this with anybody else. No, babe, it's because you're amazing. You really need to give yourself some more credit, you know? I know that you're going to be an amazing father, just like you're an amazing boyfriend. I don't know how my parents are going to react. I think they'll freak out for sure, but you know, you and I are very happy together. We've been together for a very long time. If there's anybody I'd want to have a kid with, it would be you. I admit, it does terrify me. But, you know, it happened for a reason. I mean, we've talked about this before. We thought if it ever came down to it, that we'd be happy. And I was just so scared to tell you. You have no idea. My heart was beating so fast before you came. I was expecting a totally different reaction. You're so cute. Okay, fine. Fine. If you really want me to, I will. I wasn't planning on getting rid of it anyways, ever, but well, to know that we're going to do it together, it feels really good. And we're both going to go into it blindsided, you know, not knowing what to expect. But I think that is what's going to make it so amazing, is that we're going to share this experience together. And I know that you're going to do an amazing job. Why? Because you're an amazing son. You're an amazing friend. You're an amazing boyfriend. So why wouldn't you be an amazing father? That's nonsense. You hope it's a boy? No, I hope it's a girl. So I can dress her up, and we can do our nails together, we can play with dolls together. You know, girly stuff. It'll be nice to have a little mini-me. I don't know about a mini-you, you're kind of a troublemaker. I'm kidding. You know I am. I think a mini you would be absolutely amazing. If I can have 100 of you, I will gladly ask for that. Because you're just that great. Even if it were a boy, what do you want to do with him? Nah, you're going to teach him how to be a playboy like you. You're going to teach him your ways. Well, I know that he's going to be one very handsome boy. Isn't that why I fell in love with you? Because you're handsome, obviously. Yeah, and you know that you are, which is so annoying. But seriously, babe. Come here. I love you. And I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you and raise a kid together. Gosh, it still feels so weird to say it. I know. It's gonna be cool though. Just as long as I don't have twins. If I have twins, I'm just gonna... No. No. No, I don't want that. No way. No, if we have twins, you can sleep with the both of them in one room. I'm good. Please, one baby's enough. What? You think I'll be a good mom? Do you? Or are you just saying that to say it? Well, duh, I'm your girlfriend, you have to say it to me. It's not like you can call me a terrible mom. Well, I'm glad that you believe in me so much. Yeah, it feels weird. I mean, up until 2 days ago, I was not expecting to be pregnant. To have to think about, you know, another, like a baby. Like, to think that there's a baby inside me is kind of weird, but at the same time, this is something we created together, and how could I not love it? as long as we got each other and as long as we can do it together, it will be a piece of cake. I'm glad you think so, babe. Seriously. How did I ever get so lucky? I'm the luckiest girl alive. What are you talking about? I love you too. How about we hold off on telling everyone else? I kind of just want this to be between us for now. If we decide 2 months from now we want to tell people, then I'm fine with that. I just feel like we need some time to really comprehend it and get used to it too. Yeah, it will be nice to get off work for a while. Nice excuse. Okay. How about we go eat some dinner? Because I'm starving. Let's go get some Chinese. Ooh, you are gonna hate me when I start craving all these sweet stuff and random cravings. You are in for a treat, I'll tell you that. Just be prepared, that's all I'm saying. Alright, let's go.